This is Alex Hightower
and Lainey Mays,
and this is Do You Even Podcast, a podcast about everything you didn't know you wanted to know about podcasts. Do you even podcast? Do you even podcast? So what's new in the podcast world? What have you been up to, Lainey?
I haven't really been listening to too much. Mm-hmm. I am listening to the new Matt and Kim episode because we're going to the concert Sunday. So I've been like all Matt and Kim all day long. Music, podcast. So I feel like they're my friends.
You've been preparing.
Yes.
Oh, she's going to ace the set, y'all.
So that's what I've been listening to.
Yeah, I haven't been listening to a lot of new stuff. It's like a lot of the same things. I have one I started that is really interesting.
Okay.
It's called The Homecomers. And I think it's an indie podcast, which I'm like, okay, yay. Like, no, fighting the man, whatever. But it's really cool. It's talking to different people in, I guess, rural America and working class Americans about, you know, their hometowns and, like, their pride in them. But it's nice because it also is looking at people across the country in these different settings. I listened to the first one, and I think this podcast started at the very beginning of September, and so far they have, like, 7 or 8 episodes out. But the first one is called The Richness of the Black Belt, which is really cool. The host is Sarah Smarsh, and she...
Smarsh?
That's
such a cool name.
I know. And she's really cool. She's from Kansas, and so actually on the website, all of the people who are behind the scenes and the host, they list where they're from and where they live now, which is kind of cool. The host, Sarah Smarsh, was talking to Dr. Veronica Womack, and she's a political scientist, and she was talking about the Black Belt historically, so it's... this area in Alabama and Mississippi that historically was actually named for the really fertile, like, dark soil and how it had, like, all this agricultural opportunity, but eventually also was named because of the high percentage of Black residents and also historically, like, the slaves who kind of, like, built a lot of the land and what's there now. And, yeah, it was just really nice to hear from her because she was talking about, you know, like, pride in that area, also really, you know, valuing the people who still live there and who are still, you know, trying to keep the economy there alive and not really just underestimating it and writing it off. But yeah, the show seems really cool. Like, it's very much an Alex podcast. It's kind of like documentary style and talking to different people. But yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to go in some interesting places.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's really the only new one. It's still been a lot of the same old things.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of Pod Save America. I feel like when I...
oh, yeah.
My friend Tell, like, actually tweeted, like, I can't wait for this week's Pod Save America because it's so crazy right now. And yeah. I said, like, yeah, I need a comforting... it's not great, Dan. Yeah. Like, I need that because it's just...
it's wild.
It's a lot. I need them to just break it down for me, tell me what I need to know. So, a lot of Pod Save America, which I feel like I take breaks on when it's... you know, when I feel like I can't do it.
Overwhelming, yes. Yeah.
But this is nice because they break a lot of things. Yeah. And they've been interviewing a lot of people, like Adam Schiff. They interviewed him. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. I think, like, when I have a lot of questions, you know, they can be super helpful.
So and they're doing a lot with Stacey Abrams and her nonprofit.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Ooh. I'll have to dip back in some more, too.
Well, before we move on to Alex's BYOP, which we're so excited about, we have a little listener mail.
We do. And so we have, a really faithful listener out there who we always appreciate hearing from. So, Jaira Mata, thank you so much for sending us a lovely, lovely note. We want to read it on air.
Yeah.
So here we go. Dear Lainey and Alex, good afternoon.
I feel like we need, like, some background
music. We do.
Maybe we'll look into that.
Yeah, we'll look into some. Good afternoon to both of you. I wanted to extend a message of gratitude for this season's Do You Even Pod show. Listening to the show to begin the week is always a highlight for me. The different podcast features that are spotlighted adds to my enjoyable experience of podcast listening. Besides that, the report that both of you bring weekly is almost as if I were listening to a radio show with familiar people I've come to enjoy. With that, I wanted to offer a podcast recommendation and podcast event of interest. Thank you. My podcast recommendation is a podcast show called Two Writers Slinging Yang. It's a weekly podcast hosted by writer and author Jeff Perlman that contains a writer having a conversation with another writer about writing. Very meta.
We actually have lots of listeners that are writers.
Yeah, so this is extremely useful. And the podcast is geared for those who like writing, journalism, and sports writing. As for a podcast-related event of interest, there's a fundraiser coming up on December 12th for a podcast being in development called Coming to America. It's a podcast that explores the stories of immigrants and migrants who come to the U.S. from the perspective of those who have lived through the experience themselves. He also was kind enough to provide a link, so thank you so much. And we'll also share those links, too, and make sure you guys know how to support, because this sounds awesome.
I love that, you know, we talk about giving the perfect podcast to someone, and it seems like he just took those perfect ones for us. Like, he couldn't pick more perfect podcasts for us.
It was really thoughtful. Thank you so much. Oh, he closed it out with a nice little line. Have a great Thanksgiving ahead. Keep creating as well as covering a variety of podcasts for fellow podcast listeners to discover. Regards with thanks, Jaramata.
Yeah. Thanks for writing. Oh. And if you got anyone, like, has stuff that they want to send our way, we so appreciate it. And, like, you know, we read it on the air.
Yeah.
Like, we're really excited to hear. We want to know, like, give us more information. What are you listening to? We can't cover them all. So we want to give your recommendations out to everyone. So write to us.
Yeah. If there's things you want us to support that you love to support, we're here to spread that message. Thank you. This was lovely and such a nice heartwarming note. Also, thank you for giving thanks.
Yes.
Very perfect.
We're thankful for all of you going into our Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, thank you. So now, welcome Alexandra Hightower to the podcast for her BYOB.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be here.
Sorry, the applause sign is broken, but they would be clapping.
That's okay, guys. I knew you meant it in your hearts.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a BYOB this week. I'm really excited about it. Oh my god, actually, looking at it again, why I'm so excited about it, this is going to be good. Okay, you ready?
I'm so excited. You know those dancing blow-up things? That's what Alex looks like right now.
Okay, so this podcast is called Scam Goddess.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm just going to start with the description of the podcast, because then I think you'll understand why I'm so excited about it.
Is it an Elizabeth Holmes thing?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, I can describe her as a goddess.
Yeah, no. Scam Goddess is a podcast dedicated to fraud and all those who practice it. Each week, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, keeps listeners up to date on current rackets, digs deep into the latest scams, and breaks down historic hoodwinks alongside some of your favorite comedians. It's like true crime, only without all the death. It's for me.
Yeah, it really is for you.
I'm really excited about it.
How'd you find out about it?
I'm trying to remember how I found out about it. I think that, honestly, I was looking for a BYOP, and I was looking at, like, new ones that had come out this fall, like, in September, October. And then I think they led with, this is like true crime, if you don't like murder. And I was like, well, what is this?
No, let me sign me up.
Yeah, and so I was very excited, because, like, I can contribute to this genre now. Look at me.
Look at you.
But yeah, it's really fun. It's, like, very funny. The host is Lacey Mosley, as I mentioned. She's an actress, comedian. I think she's more known for her comedy. She has, like, an improv troupe. She has great connections. She said she has a comedy page on Instagram at Diva Rants, if you guys want to follow it. She said it's where you can take a ride on the Shrekle bus. That is her life. So I relate to that. So I think that I'm trying to think where I want to start. I can start with, like, more format and factual things. It's under the umbrella Earwolf. So they do a lot of great ones that we love. Getting Curious. How Did This Get Made? Off Book. Factually, I think, is also Earwolf, so it's a lot of podcasts we know. And then the art is actually really cute. It kind of looks like the Fleabag season 2 art with the little halo and, like, churchy looking, because she's the scam goddess, and so she has, like,
her really
little
cute
praying hands with her super long nails. it's pretty lovely. And the trailer dropped September 9th, and then the first episode came out October 1st.
Oh, so really not long ago.
It's very recent, which is nice. But it already, I think, has, like, 8 episodes, I believe, at least as of this recording. So there will probably be more once we put this out. But it comes out weekly, which is awesome. And each episode is, like, an hour long or so. So It, like, requires a good amount of time, but it's not too crazy long, and I think that it's very funny, so it kind of keeps you in the loop. Each episode, Lacey brings a guest or a comedian on the show, so she's had... she has Nicole Byer on the show, which was, like, a lot of fun. I can talk about that episode later, too. She had Lauren Lapkus on, which was, like, kind of fun, too. So she has a lot of, like, comedy contacts. Okay. And the way she does it, she starts the show, like, introducing them, of course. And also, I love that she refers to all of her fans and listeners as the congregation. Like, she coined that during the first episode. So she's like, hey, congregation, I'm going to get started. And she has a bunch of different sort of bits throughout. So she has a hot and fraud section. I know, this is great. It's wonderful.
I love it.
So the hot and fraud section is where she warns listeners about new scams on the street, as she says. So I'm trying to think of some memorable ones. She had one that was about these companies that are basically ripping off people through their, like, student loan debt. So they're pretending to, like, pay off their loans or helping them pay it at a lower interest rate. I know. She was essentially like, I can't even get behind this one because we are in so much debt because of student loans, and to capitalize off of that is really messed up. But she's warning her listeners that this is out there and it's very serious. Then she also had one that was, you know, that dog walking app, Wags? Mm-hmm. She was talking about how someone got scammed on that, which was a crazy story because people would, like, lure people by posing as potential, like, client consumers, like, oh, I need my dog walked. And then once they were connected, I guess, like, through the app, through phone, then somehow they got the contact and were, like, reaching back out and saying there was a payment issue and basically taking their information. It was crazy. Yeah. So it's a very, like, cautionary podcast in that aspect.
So
that
she
respect.
Unleashed the con.
Oh, okay. You were just ready with the pun. I love it.
Like Leslie Knope says, I can't help it. I'm just really good at them.
That is you. She also has the bit that is historic hoodwinks. So that's, like, the bulk of the show. And that's when she does a deep dive on a particular scam. So I'll talk about, like, some of my favorite ones in a second.
Also, can we have a hoodwinked appreciation corner? The movie Hoodwinked? Have you
that
ever
is a
heard
good
that?
Movie.
That's a good movie.
Not
the second one.
No, first not the second one. I was
it's
just about
so
to say
good.
It is.
Well, like a child movie. I would rewatch it right
it's
now.
It's very good. Okay. I feel like I watched it with Shadia, maybe.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. It's a good one. Then the other bit she has is Scammer of the Week.
Oh my gosh.
And so that's where she honors a charlatan worthy of praise. That's how she framed it. And actually, my favorite one was a dog in Bangkok who fakes a limp for attention and food. And that was her Scammer of the Week, and I loved it. There is also a video of it, so I think maybe I'll, like, post it on the blog, so you guys can appreciate him, too. But it's just great. Like, she covers people, but also apparently animals. And then she has another bit that's called Everybody Plays the Fool, and so she asks her guests, like, when was the time you were scammed? And she's always like, are you comfortable sharing a time when you were scammed? And usually they're like, yes. So one of my favorite ones from this bit specifically, it was in the first episode. So her guest that day was Paul F. Tompkins, and so he's, like, been on a ton of podcasts. He does comedy. If you Google him, you probably will recognize him. But he was really funny. He was really great on the show. But for his scam that he personally experienced, essentially he was like, I was scammed by someone at my bank. Like, he looked stressed out. Uh-huh. And so, essentially, a bank teller forged a withdrawal slip, like, from his account. They spelt his name, which is sad because they have all the information in front of them. Anyway, and
get too comfortable, man.
They, like, drained his account. Like, he said,
get
he had
too
no
comfortable.
Money.
They think they're untouchable. No one's untouchable.
What? Lady, no. I don't know whose side you're on in this anymore.
No, I'm
concerned.
Saying they're too comfortable because they can get away with all of this stuff.
Yes.
And then they just, like, they're like, it'll be fine. And then it's like, no.
But what was really unfortunate, though, about, like, this whole experience with the bank was that they kept giving him the runaround. So he went to his bank and he was like, my money is gone. Like, I need an explanation. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they would, like, call another branch or, like, we don't handle, like, this type of fraud case. You need to go to this branch. And he said he went to, like, a bunch of different locations. He's like, give me my money. So that was his really sad scam. But I just love that someone spelled his name wrong. Like, that's ridiculous. So I think she's gonna kind of come up with like more sort of bits and features as the season goes on. And she doesn't always do all of them in every episode, but it's sort of nice. Like, she does some things where she's asking the guests some questions, but a lot of it is like her doing her research and just sharing this really crazy story. So some of my favorites, the first one definitely kicked off with a bang. So that was looking at the Anna Delvey case. Do you know about that?
Yeah.
So Anna Delvey wasn't even her real name. She was this woman who pretended to be a Russian heiress. And it's fantastic. Actually, like, it was a pretty high profile case. And I think Shonda Rhimes is going to make a movie about it.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Of course. And so Anna Delvey, actually Anna Sorokin, is her real name. She essentially ripped off banks, hotels, and a friend, which was really sad, but also the friend, and like, they kind of drag her in the episode a little bit too. They're like, how would this happen? Like, I get people get in weird situations, you don't know what to do, but it was just, it was rough. But Anna posed as this heiress and basically like did all sorts of things, like forging financial documents so that she could get a crazy loan. She took this vacation with a friend and kept saying she was going to pay for stuff. And I guess she paid for little things along the way. But when it came time to pay the hotel bill, like when they were leaving, she was like, oh, I'm sorry, I had a problem with my card. Can you spot it? It was $60,000
for a hotel room.
They went to Morocco, I believe, and like, I guess did all the things. I think they were there for maybe 4 days or something like that. And yeah, they dropped $60,000 and then she made her friend pay for it.
I'm sorry, but if your friend is going to pay $30,000, I don't feel too bad.
Right? I'm like, well, you're going to split anyway. Well, I think the way actually that it happened was Anna kept, like, before this vacation even happened, they would, like, go out to, like, these, like, spa days and all sorts of stuff. And Anna will often, like, offer to pay. And the friend's like, no, I can, we can go half see. She's like, no, I got this. Like,
Say they were going to half that and it was 30.
Well, I don't know if they were.
Well, let's just say. So you're saying maybe they both were going to pay $60,000
each? No. I think Anna was offering to, like, cover the trip. And so she goes along, like, oh, I'm going to pay for, like, these other extraneous things. But, like, Anna's going to pay for the trip.
Mm.
Because she kind of led her to believe, like, I have all this money. I can pay for these $1,000 spa days. Let's go to Morocco. She's like, hey, just kidding. Can you pay for me? So,
I mean, I have to look into that.
Subject, lady! Oh, my God. I hope I'm not giving you ideas with this podcast. But
sorry, if anything's not lady anymore, it's Anna.
Anna Delvey. They even talk about the court case, too, when she was finally caught and being tried for, like, grand larceny and, like, all these crazy things. And in the courtroom, she, like, said herself she wasn't sorry and that she's not a good person. So, essentially, she doesn't care. And now
said the truth.
She did. She's now at Rikers, which is really interesting.
That's not a $60,000 Morocco vacation.
No, it is not. No, it is not. But she apparently has earned the respect of a lot of people there because they view her as a Robin Hood in a way, because she was, like, ripping off all of these, like, rich, like, businesses and stuff. So, apparently she's doing well in there, which is fascinating. And
well, go her.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, do your thing,
you're still the best in prison.
Right?
So,
right?
I don't really know if that's something I put on my resume.
Yeah. Maybe don't leave with that.
Yeah.
But
go for you to get through that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whatever you got to do.
Whatever you got to do. And she's going to have a movie about her. But there were articles I was reading where they were like, she's not going to see that money. Which, like,
I mean, obviously.
Yes, of course not. Yeah, so that episode was really good and really interesting. The one with Nicole Byers was really funny. That one was called The Career Con Man, and once again, it was a story where when I hear it, like, when someone tells it to me, I'm just like, how could this happen? It was this weird situation where this, like, girl who is a teenager, like, I get it, I believe when this first started, she was 19, and she was dating this guy who basically had multiple identities, and so they follow him through, like, their relationship, how he conned her, also how he got away multiple times, went to other states, and I won't spoil the ending, but, like, the way he got caught, it's a very foot-and-mouth sort of experience, and, like, very ridiculous, but I think the energy that, like, Lacey has with Nicole really made the episode, because Nicole, as you know, is, like, so funny. And she just kind of had these interjections that cracked me up. Yeah, so that episode was really good. She also did an episode about the Ukrainian adopted child who was not a child. I think we talked about
My Favorite Murder covered it.
Yeah.
Matt Elsa. He talked about on this podcast, Happy Hour.
It's like all over.
I mean, Unhappy Hour.
It's all over the news, so it's really interesting. And once again, that one I've started. I haven't finished it, but it's very, very funny. I think also because of the guest she brought on. He also shares some of his, like, cons he's experienced. But I think, I don't know, I think it's good. I think that she kind of has a diverse array of people she brings on, so they all have their own brand of humor. Like, the Lauren Lapkus episode was very different than the Nicole Byer episode, but both are equally guffawed. And it's, yeah, it's, like, much more, like, my vein of, like, looking at true crime cases.
Is it more comedy or more like it's predominantly comedy?
It's predominantly comedy. Okay. Yeah, definitely. But I know that, you know, like, she does, like, research. She has, like, research assistant on it to at least, like, make sure it's still pretty factual and not sort of, like, going crazy with these stories.
Like the Daily Mail or, like, somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. And who would you give it to? Like, someone who doesn't like true crime, would they like it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because I feel like... other pool? Like, if you don't like true crime, like, what else is...
I think that, like you said, it's predominantly comedy, so I think if you enjoy that, if you enjoy that kind of banter, I'm trying to think of a similar one. I think that Unofficial Expert, the one that I've listened to before, if you like that, you'll like this too. Because similarly on Unofficial Expert, they, like, bring in, like, guest comedians, and so you have that sort of flavor to it, but you also are kind of hearing from that person's experience. I think for Unofficial Experts, like, each time it's kind of centered around the guest, whereas this is more centered on the specific story. But I think that, like, if you have that brand of humor, you'll appreciate this too. I think also if you like, Desus and Marrow, you might like it, which is another one that they're very funny. They actually have a TV show now, so it's a pretty popular one. But they also kind of look at, like, different, I don't know, pop culture headlines and sort of, like, talk about them, but it still is, like, comedy focused. So I think shows like that, you probably would enjoy this too.
Okay. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I love true crime, but I tend to focus more on the murder.
Yes.
Which says a lot about me.
It's fine.
The other day someone said something, I think it was more of a, like, ugh, like, gross thing, and I said, ugh, that grosses me out. And I read a lot about a lot of murder. And they were like, that's pretty bad. I'm sorry. I take that back.
That must have been bad, whatever they said. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, I think. Like, I said, I'm interested to see who else she starts to bring on and kind of where all of her connections are. But it also is interesting hearing about, like I said, what's it called? Hot and Fraud. Just learning, like, the different ways that people are getting very creative about how they're deceiving people. I think even in one episode, I don't know if she put it under Hot and Fraud or under a different sort of bit, but she was talking about, she's like, this is a scam you guys can use. And I was like, Lacey, no. But it was something crazy where a way to get, like, free food.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's very scammed the Hershey story.
That, well, it was like that. It's like, well, it's kind of like a step above what we did.
I mean, yeah,
we can share our scam, Lane. We share our scam, and then I'll talk about this other
scam.
Okay,
so picture it. 8 p.m., walking through Times Square with Alex. It's night, but it looks like day from all the lights and all of the stuff we shouldn't be plugging in all the time. And I was like, you know, did you know I know how we can get free candy? To which Alex said,
yeah, let's go. Do tell me.
Oh, no. She said, that sounds bad. I don't know, Lainey. We're not going anywhere. That's going to give you free candy. Is it in a van? Okay. What is it?
I forgot. I had no context for what the heck she was talking about. I was like, who is giving us this free candy? You're right. Go ahead.
So then I said, just trust me. To which she was still skeptical.
But I did it.
So the Hershey store, not the M&M store, but the overall Hershey store. In Times Square, right by the 49th Street subway exit, you go in and they give you free candy when you walk in the door, and then the secret is Look around. Give it a minute. Walk slowly. Look like you're going to buy something. Don't buy those $50 candy
bars.
Don't
do it.
But walk out the other exit at the Hershey S'more Bar. And then, free candy.
Done. And we did it. And it was good.
It's just here when it's free.
Right. You know? Anytime I'm in Times Square, I make a stop there and get some.
She told me that. I was like, lady, we live in the city. How long? You've never told me about this.
So,
I
was pro tip for all of the people in New York or visiting. Just go get some free
candy. I kind of want to submit that to the podcast because the ones that she sources, people are giving them to her. So I'm going to tell her.
I mean, granted, we just got one piece and left.
True.
We didn't like get 20, come back around that's 20 true. Times. But
I feel like it's a win for us. If we're being
honest. Oh, no, I made my day.
Yeah. It was dessert. That's really funny. So this scam is like kind of a step above that. Because it involves lying. And I don't think we lied in our case.
Like, we didn't say anything.
We just accepted candy.
That was walking down the street. No one recognized that candy.
Happened, no thing. I think in this one, essentially this woman said this worked for her. And I feel like this wouldn't work. But apparently she does it a lot. Where you look up and see, like, if some sort of, like, local, like, band is touring or has a concert nearby, and then you ask a restaurant and say that you're, like, with this band and ask for a cater, or if you have, like, enough for, like, to cater them, and they'll give it to you for free. And I was like, what restaurants are saying? Yeah, sure. For
a random number? See it.
Really?
Yeah. I could.
Can we try it?
Because I think of, like, I mean, this is really small scale, but when we
I think
have,
she was using more small scale, like,
yeah,
bands.
When we have, like, I'm trying to think. Like a dinner at home, you know, like small town, having a dinner for something, we would ask for like Sonic Ice, which is the best ice out there. But you would say, like, we're having this event, can you donate a couple of bags of ice? And you just go pick it up.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sure, here you go. So, I mean, I guess it kind of depends on.
I think she was very strategic about who, also, like, what band. Like, she wouldn't be like, Beyonce's here, and I need Beyonce, like, 10 sub sandwiches from Subway.
It's like my brother Billy's band is.
Yeah. But she was like, yeah, I use this if I, like, want some free food. She's like, okay, all right. Mm. So, yeah, she gives out tips on the show. So, if you're looking for a low-key con.
I am very intrigued by, like, what the line is for, like, humanity. Like, what you do, what good and bad comes from different things you can do. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think that's why catfish is so interesting to me. Or, like, why, I mean, I feel like I'd be really good at fraud if I wanted to do it.
Right.
Because I'm so good at finding people, which scary. But like catfish, I'm like, oh, I can reverse it. I mean, I found someone, like my friend sent me somebody, I found them within 2 minutes. Yeah. Like,
well, there was
I'm
that
good.
I had that weird call and I asked Lainey and she found out who it was and I was like, oh, I do know who this person is.
Reverse phone, white pages or whatever.
She's good.
So to me, it's like, okay, so you see like catfish, you see these people who are doing things that are really terrible, but then it's like, I can use those to do good things and find out who's scamming me. But really, it is a really fine line of like, how you want to use, like, good or evil, and I'm so intrigued by that, so I get it.
I think it is interesting in here, because obviously, like, there are lots of things that she talks about in the show, like, the dog limping for food and attention, that is cute, that is, like, whatever, but then, like, Anna Delvey, that's not cute, like, that is highly illegal and really messed up, so she does kind of cover, like, a spectrum of things, and she does make a lot of jokes along the way, but it is interesting, like, all of these different bits do fall in different places along the spectrum. Like, some of the stories she covers, it's like, well, like, that was kind of smart of them, although it's wrong to, you know, manipulate someone in this way. Because you're always, in all these cases, you really are taking advantage of someone to some degree. Right. And so figuring out, you know, how, what level of harm that does. But yeah, I'm learning so much from it.
Alex is going to become a jewel thief or something crazy.
Possibly. Yeah. Maybe. Just watch out for
cool
me.
Cool jewel thieves. Doris Payne.
She's my favorite.
You have to pick up the book, Doris. Diamond Doris.
Yes.
I mean, I do work for the book, so just letting you know, Doris Payne is just like the most BA woman I've ever met. And she just, like, took back her narrative, and people just didn't trust her because she was half black, and she would get looked at, and she was like, fine, I'm going to use that to my advantage. And so she stole all these jewels, and she's this older woman living in Atlanta now, and she doesn't do anymore. She did go serve her time. And so her mom, before she passed away, her mom was Native American, and she was like, I don't want you living this life. So she turned herself in, but, like, a long time after she started. But she was, like, probably in her set, like, a long time after.
Yeah.
But she would go in and manipulate all these people, and it's really interesting to read the book to hear, like, all of the things she would, like, the little things. She's like, and I would freak out because, like, you have to do it specific or, like, other rules will kick in. Like, she's like, you have to have, make sure that you can talk so well that you can get them to put all of the jewels out because they're so taken aback by this, like, really classy half-black woman coming in, and they are, like, taken off guard, and they're like, who are you? Are you famous? Like, you're dressed well? Like, what is this? And she's like, you have to get all this stuff out on the counter so that when you do take something, slip it on, and leave, they cannot report it because they've violated their insurance policy. So she's like, it's so, to me, I was mind-blown about it because so much thought went into it.
It's wrong, yes, but it's also really interesting. Like, there are a lot of things at play in that story, like, beyond, like, obviously the crime, but there's a lot of interesting, like, race and political kind of things going on, so it's fascinating. I don't know. I remember the time I, like, found out about it, I think it was a Netflix movie, and I wonder if it's still, is it still on Netflix? I don't know.
There's a documentary, I couldn't find it when I was looking, but there is going to be a movie with, what's the girl's name? She's in Thor Ragnarok.
Tessa Thompson?
Yeah, she's going to
be there. Love Tessa. That's great. Yeah.
I don't know the dates or anything.
That makes me happy. Yeah. I remember watching the movie way back with Shadia, and we were both, like, glued to the television. Like, who is this woman? Why have I never heard of this?
She's great.
So interesting. She should feature her on the, like, something about her, like, talking about her. If she has
such a cool story.
Another historical hoodwink. Really
historical hoodwink. You should submit that too. You should have got two stories varying in how bad they are. But
perfect.
Yeah, I think that's your homework for this episode once it goes up.
Yeah, I will do it. I like that. I'm gonna do it. But that's my BYOB.
Wow, that's so good.
It's so interesting and really fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go listen, guys. Let me know what you think. Tell us if you have a con, guys. Ooh, have you been conned
maybe
before?
Maybe change your name.
Oh, yeah. I meant, like, if you've been conned. Sorry. Or if an anonymously somehow share. I don't know if I encourage that. But let us know if you've been hoodwinked. It's my favorite word now.
Hoodwinked. That's great. So, a couple of announcements.
So, this week is Thanksgiving week, so happy early Thanksgiving. If we don't talk to you, well, we won't talk to you, but we will see you over Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving!
We're very thankful for you.
Yeah.
Enjoy time with your families, listen to lots of good podcasts, and, you know, hold yourself up in that room and put a podcast in if you need to.
You need it, guys.
Yes. But we just want to let you know, because it's Thanksgiving, we won't be recording until after Thanksgiving, so we only have a short little episode coming up the week after Thanksgiving, which sets up the next episode. So it's a fun little surprise for you guys. Check out that, but it will not be a full episode. So just letting you know.
And also, you're probably wondering, why did this come out on a Monday? Why am I hearing this differently? It's always on a Friday, or usually on a Friday.
Do our best.
We were having a little bit of issue with Friday, and we're taking into account some listener feedback. People who don't listen until Monday because they're not listening on the weekends. We were thinking it would come in on Friday. You could start your day that way, but that's not always how it happens. So instead, we're changing to Monday. Hopefully you guys like that better, and hopefully it will work on our timeline better because we have the weekend to work on some more stuff. So, just letting you know. Full transparency here. We're letting you know these things, and we're going to do better to get it up when it needs to be up. Because we're only two people.
And we want to be fair to you guys, too. But we think this will be nice. You can start your week with us. So we're excited about that. So look for us on Mondays, guys. Oh, Lord.
With us on Monday morning.
Oh, yeah. Changing our name. Did we mention that?
Let us in a podcast called Rise and Shine.
Oh, my God. So I think that's it for this week. As always, we love hearing from y'all. We read some listener mail today, so never hesitate to email us too. But you can also always, you know, find us on Instagram, find us on Twitter at Do You Even Pod. You can also DM us, you know, slide in there too. Make sure to check out the blog too. I will make sure to post, you know, a little bit more about this wonderful podcast. And I'm going to do my homework too.
And find our website at
doyouevenpodcast.wordpress.com.
All of that information is on there. Our blog, everything. You'll find us there. And we'll see you next week.